Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's title fight with 100-1 odds on either fighter to land a punch during the title fight. Pick either main event fighter to land a punch during the weekend's UFC 258 bout, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds. That's it. Just bet $1 on either fighter to land a punch. If that happens, you'll cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if either main event fighter lands a punch on Saturday. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. Back in are Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. And guys, we are going to get back to Bob's 21 items for the 21 season list. But first, we've got to take care of this. Our winner of the Ask Ross segment was Dominic from Cranberry Township. Dominic, I will be reaching out to you, getting your address and all the important stuff, and we'll send you out that KSN shirt. All right, guys. Bob, we're back to your list of 21 items for the 21 season. We've been going at the rapid pace of two of these items per week. And last week, we got sidetracked to somewhere else. Let's get back on the list. We have a couple really interesting items this week, Bob, because of things that have changed in the last week or so. You wrote this article several weeks ago. But number seven on the list was Move On from Pat Freiermuth. Go ahead, Bob. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so you saw, obviously, during the second half of 2020, that Penn State was able to do that. Now, obviously, they missed Pat, but I think you would have to say that not only was the play of Brenton Strange, who was a second-year player last year, a pleasant surprise, but Theo Johnson, who didn't have a spring practice, I think he had a shoulder injury last winter, he was the second tight end, not Zach Kuntz, in the two tight end set, and he also, I thought, did some nice things, not only as a receiver, which he's kind of being touted for, but he showed some size and some willingness to block. I think a two tight end set is absolutely necessary if you're going to win in the Big Ten. I'm sure Mike Yurcich will look at the tape and say, yeah, we got to get those guys on the field as much as possible. But so what is the next step, number one, for the two tight end set? How much will Mike Yurcich play to that strength? And also, one other thing, I referenced it. Theo Johnson, really, one of the top highly recruited kids in that class for James Franklin, was really billed as a guy that was a dynamic pass catcher and a matchup problem. And I'll be curious to see maybe how Mike Yurcich and James Franklin expand his role in that facet of the game. I think he had something like four catches for 56 yards in limited duty. But I think that's the next step I'm going to be watching for. And remember, guys, they weren't good in the red zone. I think one way to get better in the red zone is maybe utilize the two tight end set and use those guys as receivers.
And Andy, there's been, since Bob wrote this article, a little bit of a change in the tight end room. When we talked about this a bit in quarter number one, Tyler Bowen gone, Tyler Howe coming in. We've already had one commitment for the 2022 class, a tight end decommit after that change. What does that mean to the dynamic of the whole room with a new coach coming in the door?
Well, you have a new coach, position coach, and you have a new offensive coordinator, right? And Bob alluded to that. And I think this is, to me, this is a high ceiling position and moving on from Pat Freiermuth. He's going to be a top three round. I think if he goes beyond the second round, he's a steal in the NFL draft. He's an elite player. He was an all Big Ten player. But I think you have the two distinctly different players, in my opinion, at this position for the new offensive coordinator and the new position coach to sort of mold and work with. I think Brenton Strange is a good blocker. He's willing to be physical. Theo showed some signs of that in limited snaps in 2020 as well. And I think Brenton Strange inside 10 yards is a good tight end, right? I don't know what you think, Bob, but I think inside that 10-yard range and the ability to block, he's the one. Theo Johnson is the extend the field beyond 10 yards tight end. And I think they have a little bit of a combination of the two that a two tight end set would be welcome. It's inherent on both those guys to get better and, you know, be allowed to be Penn State's best offense with two tight ends on the field. But, man, Ty Howe's got some grits to cook with, if you're asking me. Moving forward, it's not like he inherits something and has to build it. He's already got some building blocks to work with.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, and I know that we've said this. I feel like a lot of us said this last year. We probably said it 2 years ago, but at some point, it has to be this spring, right? It has to be this offseason. Zach Kuntz has to make his move because he already got passed on the depth chart with Theo and Brenton. I mean, that's a clear pass. Freiermuth gets hurt. Who do they turn to? It's not Zach. Maybe he had some issues. I don't know. But you look at what's in the pipeline coming behind him. I just think that, you know, I know that he's a local guy. And I remember, Aisha, you've covered him. I covered him. I think that if he, you know, that year doesn't count. If he can't carve out a bigger role, you just wonder if maybe Zach might move on. Because I just don't know. I don't know where the playing time is going to come. It's not like they're going to use, I don't think, a three tight end set. So I'm just wondering, maybe James Franklin keeps, you know, propping up Zach Kuntz and his potential. But, you know, this is really his fourth year now. And, you know, I don't think we should ever be talking about a player's potential when he's entering his fourth year at a major college.
Yeah, Bob, you're 100% right. It just, the eye test and the field test to me doesn't, unfortunately, don't you feel like the ship's already sailed? Does it feel that way to you as well? It feels that way to me.
Yeah, it does. It does and to me. I hope he proves us wrong, but right now, right, I would say I agree with you.
Yeah, it just feels like there was a window, and when it opened up, he wasn't ready to go through it. It just, that means your ship has sailed at this level.
The one thing I will point out, guys, that may be a help for him is he's got not only a new position coach, but a new offensive coordinator. So you've got some new eyes looking at him. But I get the feeling at the end of spring, he's probably got a decision to make.
You mean he had some new eyes looking at him last year, too?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is going to be another set of eyes, guys. Yeah. Come on. Just
I like the positive attitude.
It feels a case where he's like you look at it on the surface, it's like this shiny new car, and you're like, wow, that's really, I like that. That thing looks good. And then you go underneath the hood and you're like, no. That's just what it feels like when it comes to Zach. Like, there is a shiny, cool element to it, but underneath the hood, there's just not enough to be on that field consistently.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we typically get through two of these items, so let's try to get there. Next up on the list, Bob, this one didn't age well necessarily.
Yeah.
Maximize the 1-2 quarterback punch. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, the reality of it is that they're going to run their quarterback. Mike Yurcich talked about it at his press conference, risk versus reward. He now knows that Will Levis is out the door. So if you're Mike Yurcich and you want to run the quarterback, especially in the red zone, which you referenced, I mean, you got to have some faith in the backup. Now, I don't see any world in which that backup this year is going to be a true freshman, Christian Veiu. Unless there's some late magic coming in the transfer portal, it's Taquan Roberson. It has to be. I know he is a dual threat quarterback. He clearly had beaten out Michael Johnson, which is why he moved on. I think Micah Bowens probably saw the writing on the wall as well. But we still haven't seen him. He's not the biggest guy. So if you are Mike Yurcich and you want to have the quarterback being a dangerous threat as a runner, and I'm talking about Sean Clifford now, you better believe in Taquan Roberson because, you know, history has shown, guys, Sean Clifford absorbs a lot of punishment, and he's not always healthy at the end of the year. So it's going to be an interesting call for Franklin and I think Yurcich about what they want to do as far as running the quarterback, because they got to trust the number two guy.
Andy, you know, we all joked about, you know, Will Levis coming in and running the ball all the time. But the fact is, they found a way on third and one, fourth and one, third and short to convert. And that was using Will Levis. The defense knew he was going to run the ball. We knew he was going to run the ball. Everyone knew he was going to run the ball. But it worked. Now, is this a case where maybe James Franklin is sold on this? And instead of the backup quarterback, maybe you go with a true wildcat with, say, a running back? Or, hey, Bob, how about Lonnie White, who played some quarterback in high school? But I'll ask you for a response to that, Andy.
Well, I look at it this way. The loss of Will Levis is your Linus blanket, right? Like, it was an effective short, you know, third and fourth and short. You just like Jim said, you know, they knew you were going to do it. You knew you were going to do it, and it worked. But now I think in the James Franklin era, and I was trying to think of this, this is as unstable in terms of beyond your number one. Maybe early it was a little shaky as well, but I mean, you have to protect your quarterback now, right? Penn State is in a position, as the quarterback room sits and as we know it today, you have to protect Sean Clifford. You have to take extra caution to make sure he has the ability to stay on the field, because your Linus blanket, your sort of safety blanket at number two, no longer exists. You now have a huge wild card beyond your starting quarterback. And that is a risk that they are not used to experiencing, at least under James Franklin's era. It's not very common. This is the exception rather than the norm. And running your quarterback into the ground and consistently that's a business decision now every single day, because games and wins and losses matter, and games and wins and losses at this position with this little depth and safety matters.
Jimmy, just real quick, for you Penn State fans under the age of 40, that was a Peanuts reference that Andy made.
Peanuts is, for people who don't know, that's
Peanuts.
That's Charlie Brown.
P-A-N-U-T-S.
Okay, and that is Charlie Brown, all right? Linus with his security blanket. So us old guys got the reference, Andy. Okay, that is it for our show. Thank you all so much for listening, and make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's title fight. Just bet $1 on either main event fighter to land a punch, and if that happens, you will cash $100. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.